It's locals only. Newstalk 1590 KVTA. The annual Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County Bowl for Kids' Sake is coming up. And joining us in studio, Pedro Chavez, Director of Education and Public Affairs for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having us on the air.
Well, you're welcome. It's nice to see you here. Now, first of all, before we get into the Bowl for Kids' Sake, let's talk about what Big Brothers and Big Sisters does.
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is our community's youth mentoring organization. We provide mentoring one-on-one to kids and that are facing adversity. So they're coming from difficult household environments. They might have be a product of a single parent. They might actually be in the foster care or living in a group home. And so these are kids that really are in difficult situations that need added support. And so by providing them with a quality mentor, we're able to help change their trajectory in life.
That is so neat. Now, how many kids are in the program?
We actually serve 1,500 kids
in
the community, and they range from age 6 to 21. If they're in foster care, we go beyond the 18 mark.
Oh, nice.
Up to 21. And so
good.
They're all across our community, and these are kids that are in your own backyard, that live in your neighborhoods, have a mentor that comes and spends time with them.
Now, how do people, how are these kids referred into Big Brothers? Do the parents call, the teachers, the family members?
Sure. So we get referrals from all over the place. We get referrals primarily from individuals who hear from our program, and they might be a single parent, and they say, you know what, I can't be everything to my child. I think they need a positive role model.
Right.
And so they call us, and we go through a process, and we set them up with the mentor. Mm-hmm. We get referrals from schools. We get referrals from psychologists, social workers, group homes.
Wow.
So we get referrals from all over the map.
So we've got a lot of people looking out for our kids.
Yes.
In Ventura County.
And we have a really strong support network in the community. So Big Brothers Big Sisters is proud to be part of that support network.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, on the flip side, how do people become the Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
So we're always looking for positive role models in the community, folks to step up and say, you know what, I care about these kids and I want to make sure they're on the right path in life. And so we have the highest standards of child safety, so we ensure that they go through a thorough, rigorous process to ensure that they're the right fit to become a mentor.
Right.
And so we have two different programs. One of those programs is called the community program, which basically means that it's extremely flexible, and you go where the child is. So, for instance, you set up a schedule with the parent, and you come pick them up at their house or at their school, and then you go spend your time with the child in the community.
Okay.
And then there's the programs that we have either at a school or we have at other or agencies. So, for instance, we might have a program at a Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
So you come on a specific date and time. It's a very structured program, and you go to a location. So you don't go beyond the walls of the school or the agency.
Right. Okay. And I can see where is that something that the parents would want to set up just to kind of keep things separate, or is it something that maybe the mentors have set up so they don't get too involved?
I guess it depends on the level of commitment.
Okay.
But sometimes there's folks that like structure.
Okay.
And they want to know that they're going to go on a certain day and a certain time at the school site, and it's supervised and there's other kids around. And
right.
So it's a group setting. And then there's others that, you know, they want to expose the child to things that the kid hasn't been doing before or been exposed to. So.
Because I always wondered about with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, because I'm the oldest of five kids, so I know what it's like to be the big. I was never the little, but I was always the big. And I always wonder with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters that are out there, is it, you know, oh, geez, I got to take the kid to Disneyland, and then I got to take him to the Dodgers, and then I got to take him, and I got to take...
That's actually the misconception, and that's... I've been a Big Brother for 3 years before I joined the organization,
so
I can talk firsthand about that. My biggest concern, like many others, was like, oh, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money out of my own pocket.
Right.
And I don't have additional resources to really do a lot of that, a lot of those things, and so I was concerned about that, and so many people are.
Every now and then it would be cool, but not
especially
like
in a down economy. You know, people are counting their pennies and saving, and you know, trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually the way it really works, and that's kind of the magic about the whole program, is that you just have to expose them to what you're passionate about already.
Oh, cool!
So it's not like an additional burden of sorts. It's if you're passionate about sports or the outdoors, and go bring along the child with you when you do these activities.
Oh, cool. So like
if you like hiking, we're a very outdoor community, hiking, biking, surfing, you know, just expose the child to what you're already doing.
Oh,
It's magical when we share your passion mm-hmm. and you share it with the child, and how that, you know, the child starts looking up to you and seeing that, wow, you know, we're doing things together. It's really more about just the time.
Oh, that's so neat.
These kids need the undivided attention and time they possibly don't get at home, because their parent might be working two jobs. They come home late, and so they don't get the attention that they really need at home. So,
and I hear that a lot from my kids. Mommy, you're always at work. You drop us off at school, and you're at work all day. You get home at 6:30. I don't get to see you all day. You know, thank heavens the hubby is at home to entertain, you know, and make sure they get to their classes and their stuff after school. But yeah, like you said, a lot of parents are they're single parents, or maybe they're a two-parent family, but they're working 86 jobs in this economy. So, now one of the fun things that you guys do, one of the fundraisers, and also to bring attention to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, is the Bowl for Kids Sake. So let's talk about that.
So we're very, very excited about Bowl for Kids
Sake. Because we were talking off the air that my kids look forward to this. Are we going bowling again this year?
Yeah, and so, you know, Bowl for Kids Sake is a national event.
Oh, is it?
It happens in over 370 different communities across the United States.
Sweet.
And basically, it's an opportunity for everybody from all walks of life to come and support Big Brothers Big Sisters by helping to fundraise, obviously, to raise money and to support our mentoring programs.
Cool.
And then you come and celebrate what you have achieved in terms of your fundraising at the event. So it's Saturday, March 9th at Hardy's Camarillo Bowl.
Nice.
And there's different bowling times. So we encourage everybody to consider maybe joining a team or signing up to be part of a team.
Or you could sponsor me.
Or sponsor someone who's participating or be part of our virtual bowl, which means you make a donation. You don't have to come to the event if you don't want to.
Oh, really?
But the event is really where you get to see, you coalesce a lot of different people from all walks of life that are coming to support this cause.
You know, what's fun is that the last couple of years I've gone in, we have our own KBTA stick boy is the MC. The man was bowling a strike. He had baby Q in one arm, holding the microphone, and bowling a strike with the other hand. The guy's an amazing burst of energy. But the other cool thing is seeing all the teams and how they come together. And there's like a cheering match. And then there's, the prizes for the highest score that round, prizes for this, prizes for that. And it's just the camaraderie.
It's a lot of energy.
It is. And it's so much fun.
And you get to see people from all different backgrounds. You know, that represent individuals, small businesses, companies, you know, and organizations, associations. I mean, we have right now over 70 teams signed up.
Really?
And each of those teams represents a different group of people that are in our community.
Oh, that's cool.
And they've put a stake in the ground, and they said, you know what, we care about Big Brothers Big Sisters. We see the value of mentoring in the and in the lives of these kids, and we want to be able to invest in them. So it's really a great opportunity for everybody to support it.
So it's coming up on the one we're going to be at. The event is Saturday, March 9th at Hardy's Camarillo Bowl, and there are bowling times from 9 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. And then if you can't make that one, we're not going to be at this one, but you guys are. You're going to be at Hardy's See Me Bowl on the following week, March 16th.
Right, March 16th.
Okay.
So it's an opportunity for folks on
all ends of the county.
Yeah, all ends of the county to come and support Big Brothers Big Sisters, because we serve kids from all over the county.
Absolutely. Right? Now, how do we, Terry's not here. Do we get in contact with you, or do we get in contact with Terry Felix to sign up?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to check out the website.
Okay.
And go on the website and see who's participating, see what we're about, see how easy it is to sign up a team.
It is.
You know, you sign up a team, you find some people to help you raise $600, and you split it up by by how many people you have on your team.
Right.
And then you help make that goal. And again, it goes to all support our youth mentoring program.
Which is neat.
Which is very neat. And our website is, for Bowl for Kids Sake, is B as in boy, F as in Frank, KS.BBSVC.org.
All righty.
And that basically are the acronyms for Bowl for Kids Sake, Big Brothers Sisters Ventura County.org.
That's awesome. And I'm going to put that online at KVTA.com under the locals only section as well. Now, not only is it the bowling, but like I said, we kick in some prizes. You guys kick in some prizes.
Yes. There's a lot of prizes.
There's some
trips and
food.
Everything.
We got to talk about the food.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
Presto Pasta are some of our food sponsors. And they really, you know, they really bring a lot to provide to the community. And it's, you know, so not only are you getting free bowling, you're getting free food, you're getting free prizes, and you're getting it all wrapped up in a big giant bubble of caring for the community,
which is a lot of it's a lot of fun, and for, like you said, for a good cause. It's Bowl for Kids Sake, and again, there's Saturday, March 9th, and then in Camarillo, Saturday, March 16th in Simi Valley. And we got to thank Harley's for putting up the hours and hours of fun at both lanes, which is cool.
Yes, and all the generous individuals, donors, and sponsors who are making this event possible, the ones who provide us with the items to give out and use for raffle prizes, mm-hmm. to the food. And so thanks to all those. There's too many to list and to tell you on the radio.
There are a lot, but they're on the website, right?
Yes, they're on the website, and their logos are there, so you can see what companies care about kids in our community.
Now, Pedro, do you still need sponsors?
Yes, we're always looking for sponsors.
Okay.
that goes with the territory.
Plug away, baby, plug away.
Yeah. Again, we're able to offset the costs of hosting the event through mm-hmm. our sponsors. Every dollar that's raised from teams and groups mm-hmm. it goes directly to programs. So it goes directly to support our mentoring programs countywide.
Oh, that's fantastic. So to become a sponsor, can you also go do that through the website?
Yeah, you actually just give us a call.
Oh,
just pick up the phone and call 805-484-2282 and let us know that you're interested, and we'll connect you to the right person.
Okay, and that's 484-2282. It's Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura County. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I wondered if I can just do one final plug. The final plug is something very cinchy.
Okay.
That folks can support and stay connected to the work that we do. We mm-hmm. actually have a Facebook challenge right now happening.
Really?
And that basically means that every like that we get a buck.
Oh, cool.
So if you care about our community's future and investing in kids, please go to our Facebook page. It's basically Facebook/BBSVC. Okay. And you like our page, and we get a dollar for every like.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a great way to support us as well.
Absolutely.
And stay connected to the work that we're doing.
Right, and keep track. And then maybe if you want to become a big brother or a big sister, or maybe you know of some, do they still call them littles?
Yes.
They still call them, okay.
Even though they're, 21.
So you just call that same number, 484-2282.
Yeah, just call us and we'll let you know what the process is.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you
so much. And we'll see you there. I'm bringing my kids on the 9th, so
great.
We'll see you there sometime.
It's a lot of fun.